Now, I've been promising you all morning that we'd have some guests in, or at least on the phone, and I'm pleased to have the Reverend Ashley Cooper. He's actually down in London for the Methodist Conference, but we've caught up with him to ask him probably a little bit about that, but also about what he thinks the impact might be locally of Brexit. Ashley, are you there?
Hi, Jeff. Yes, I'm here.
Right, so we've had two European exits over the last week. I know you've been showing the England games at Swan Bank, is that right?
Well, we kind of did. We're slightly embarrassed about it now, if we're really honest, because it wasn't really a game of football, was it? It was shocking.
Well, yeah. but of more importance probably than that, though, is the vote in the referendum to leave the EU could have quite an impact on Burslem, Middleport and that sort of area, would you say?
I think it's going to have a massive impact on communities like us. Now, probably need to be really clear at the beginning of this conversation that I voted to remain in the European Union last week. And, of course, I was on the losing side of that debate. But we're now beginning to see some of the impact of that decision that we as a nation have made right across the country. But one of the reasons, one of the main reasons I voted for remain was actually I think that the European Union has had a massively positive impact on places like Burslem. I've been part of the regeneration partnership in Burslem for the last 6 or 7 years, and a lot of money has been invested into places like Burslem. We've seen about £7 million invested into Burslem through Town Heritage Initiative schemes, European funding schemes. All that money's come from funding.
What sort of things what's the result of that funding been? What would people see for the money?
Oh, what they'll see is buildings being brought back, former heritage buildings that would have been lost have been brought back to life as a result of that funding. A lot of shops have been supported, a lot of frontages, so the buildings in Burslem look like they used to look, have been brought back to life again. And that money's been invested into the community. I am not convinced, if we'd not been part of the European Union, I don't think that money would have come from our government. I think they'd have found other priorities than Burslem and places like that for that kind of money and investment.
There's talk that money had been promised up till about 2020, and that's the future of that money now is uncertain. Have you heard
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. We were just in the process of putting a bid forward for £3 million in Stoke-on-Trent for THI funding. We're all in that process, in that pot. I know that some of our council officers are working on those kind of bids. Those bids must now be in question, and that money will be lost to places like Burslem.
So for you, when there's talk of, say, a rerun, I guess you'd back something like that.
there's this petition, isn't there? I think 4 million people have now signed it.
Yes.
Of let's have a second referendum. I'm not convinced about a second referendum. Of course, when you're on the losing side of anything, you'd like it to be rerun. And one of the funniest things I saw on Facebook last week was somebody saying, can we have best of three in the referendum? you're on the losing side, you've got it. You always want to see it again or
I put the same suggestion for the England-Iceland game, but I don't think it would matter. Best three, best of five.
No,
I think we'd still lose.
We have to live with the decision the country's made. I understand politics. We live in a democracy, and that's absolutely right that we live in democracy. But we also have to live with the consequences of democracy at times.